know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And I hope you're enjoying this very cloudy and not-so-friendly weekend, but I guess it could be worse. It could be snowing, so it wasn't too bad today. You don't need sunscreen on a day like this, that is for sure. Well, I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, host of this show for 5 years. This is the last show, unfortunately, on WABC, so I hope you enjoyed me for 5 years here on ABC. We'll be moving down the dial to WOR next, not next week, I'm taking two off, and right after the 1st of January, the first weekend, 6 p.m., right down the dial, so write that down, and I hope to see and hear all of you down there. Well, I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, as I said. I've been doing this show for a long time, and you can become part of the show. What is this all about? Well, if this is the first time you're listening, where have you been for 14-something years? Well, this is the show about you, the show about your wrinkles, the show about small breasts and large breasts and big noses and sagging jowls and splotchy pigmentation of the face. This is the show about you, what you look like when you look in the mirror. And that's what it's all about. It's a call-in show. The phone number here at WABC is 800-848-9222. That's 800-848-WABC. And if you do give me a call this evening, it is the very last time we're doing this. We're giving away bottles of Nighttime. Nighttime is the one-stop shopping for skincare. It's everything you need and nothing you don't need. That means I've left out all the stuff that can't possibly work. And boy, there is so much. You only have to watch TV, listen to the radio, or go into all the stores to see the myriad of things that they say can help your face. But you would be shocked. Shocked to know that so many of these have absolutely no science and no scientific publications, like plant stem cells. That's one for the day, right? You think that would be a big deal, except for the fact that it can't possibly work. Doesn't have any science, so why put it on your skin? Why pay all the money when you could be using Nighttime, which is real? It's got vitamin C and vitamin A and fruit acids and antioxidants and skin brighteners, the things that really make a difference. So give me a call this evening, 800-848-WABC, for my last show on WABC, and you'll get a bottle of Nighttime. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about a lot of things in cosmetic surgery. We're going to talk about the fractionated CO2 laser. Boy, that's a big word, right? It's a carbon dioxide laser. It's a laser peel, and we're going to talk all about these peels and how they evolved. How is it that we're using all this energy on your face to make you look better? Well, we'll talk about that during the show. We're going to talk about gummy smiles. How many of you, when you smile, your lip rises up so that you see your entire tooth and some of your gum? That's called a gummy smile. We're going to talk about that and maybe some ways that you can treat that, that I can treat it. You can't treat it. There's nothing you can do about it other than not smile. That's not a nice thing. But there are some things that I can do. There are surgical approaches and non-surgical approaches, and a brand new one that might not be too safe. We'll talk about that during this show. We're also going to talk about you and answer your questions. And so, 800-848-9222. But I'll tell you what, let's start start the show. Can't speak tonight, but we'll start the show with John. John, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question about brown spots, sunspots. I've noticed on Facebook they have these blue light laser things that I'm kind of skeptical of using them and how real they are and how effective they are. What would you recommend?
Okay, there are a lot of different ways to treat brown splotches on your face. First of all, John, can you feel these spots with your finger? Can you actually feel them, or when you run your finger on your face, do you feel nothing?
No, I can't feel them. They're not raised at all or anything like that.
Okay, then they are unlikely to be moles. They are unlikely to be seborrheic keratoses, unlikely to be actinic keratosis, most likely to be just age spots, right? They're freckles when you're a kid. They're age spots when you're an adult. And they're caused by sun damage. And there are a lot of different ways to deal with those. But let's get right to your question. Can blue light help those spots? In a word, no. No. I'm sorry. It can't happen. You know, there's a lot of things out there, a lot of fraudulent things, things that, you know, people want to sell you. And you know, these LED lights, that's one of the things that's sort of in vogue now. Red, green, and blue LEDs. And you're supposed to shine them on your face and improve your appearance, improve wrinkles, improve your skin. Some of these are even advertised to destroy fat. What they do one thing, John. They empty your pocket. They empty your wallet. They can't possibly work. There's no science to those. So let's talk about what can work. We can talk about skincare that works. That is the simplest thing. There are things that make a difference. So the one that is the prescription is called hydroquinone. Hydroquinone comes in a 2% concentration over the counter without a prescription and a 4% concentration with a prescription. So that works by decreasing the production of melanin. And melanin is the brown pigment in your skin. There are a lot of other things that also decrease the production of pigment. Vitamin C does, licorice extract. I mean, there are a bunch of different things. There's a whole list, actually. I have a lot of those in my nighttime. Nighttime works because it decreases the production of melanin and makes your skin look better. But also things like niacin, vitamin B3. That doesn't decrease the production of the pigment, but it decreases the transport of the pigment to the cells in the skin. So it gets to be a little bit technical, but skincare does work. But it takes a long time, John. It takes months to see a difference with skincare. The things that can work quickly, if you went to the plastic surgeon or dermatologist's office, would be things like peels. Glycolic acid works. TCA, trichloroacetic acid. And then we step up into these laser peels that I'm going to talk to later in the show. They work also. Now, if, by the way, a lot of you listening have spots on your face that you think might be age spots, and then I take a good close look at them, and they're really seborrheic keratoses, and those are growths on the skin that are benign, and if you have those, then those fading creams don't do anything. What we need to do is either shave those off or freeze those off or laser those off. A lot of different ways to do it. There are some medicines that are coming out, these high-intensity peroxides that have just been approved by the FDA for seborrheic keratoses. I don't know if they're available yet, but those can be used also. So, John, big long answer. Does that help you?
Yes, a lot. I'd like to possibly schedule something. I don't know. Do you see patients? I'm not even clear.
I am a real working doctor. I am. I'm not just the radio guy that answers these questions. I see patients 5 days a week, every week. So you'll hear the phone number during the commercial. You can give us a call. All right, John?
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for giving a call. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon. Yes, a real plastic surgeon. I've been doing this for a long time. Those of you who don't know me, I've trained at pretty good places, at Harvard, at Cornell, at the University of Chicago. I did a facelift fellowship after my residency, and I've been full-time faculty in New Jersey for a couple years, a little over a year. Couldn't take that, so I went into private practice, but I still teach at Columbia and at Rutgers. So that's my background. I have offices in Manhattan and in New Jersey. So, you know, the board is filled up early today, so let's go ahead. Let's take another call. Helen, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
How are you, sir? It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm calling regarding my granddaughter. She's now 19 years old, but she was about 12 years old. She fell off a scooter, and I think she broke her nose. I mean, they never took her to the doctor or anything, but she has this sort of a, she had a gorgeous nose. Now she has this lump, and I don't know how to do it, to say gingerly, you know, can I take you to the plastic surgeon to see if something could be done? In fact, I live nearby your office here in Somerset, in Somerset County. Mm-hmm. So is it, I mean, if you have surgery, how long does it take to recover? Is it okay.
Well, first of all, Helen, so she's 19.
Yes.
But she doesn't care about her nose.
No, she does. She doesn't.
She does. Okay. I got the message that it was you, not her.
No. She does also. She does also. But I, being a grandmother, you know, I don't mention it to her, but she ever so often she looks at herself. And, so she's a sophomore at Rutgers. She's a student at Rutgers University. And I picked her up today, and I was looking at her, and I said, do you think that you want to just, I don't know. I looked at myself a couple of days ago, yep, studying for my exams, and I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I said, okay.
So, all right. So Helen, let's talk about this now. So if she broke her nose as a kid, then the procedure that we use to fix her nose is called a rhinoplasty. That's the technical term. Some people call it a nose job. I don't like that term. Nose reshaping is a reasonable term. But it is a very common procedure. A couple hundred thousand people a year have rhinoplasties in the United States. I do a lot of rhinoplasties. It's one of my favorite operations. And the reason it's my favorite is because it's a very creative operation. No two noses are alike. The rhinoplasty is a very interesting operation. Now, we are running against the clock. Helen, I want you to hang on, and I'm going to answer the rest of your question when we return from our break. How's that? So hang on. And the rest of you on the board, hang on, and we'll get to all your phone calls tonight. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, 800-848-9222. We'll be right back.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference, so you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skincare very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all three products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2018. Donate now at carsforkids.com. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting votes and real estate donations.
77 WABC.
Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Althera, or the new Instalift might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you, and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WABC.
77 WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we are back. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. So we were speaking with Helen, and Helen dropped off the phone. I wanted her to hold on. But we were talking about rhinoplasty, and we just started talking about it. So let's take another minute or so and talk a little bit about the operation. And hopefully Helen is still listening. So when we examine a nose that's been broken, we feel, as a plastic surgeon, I feel the bones and the cartilages of the nose. And we plan an operation called the rhinoplasty that lifts up the skin of the nose, exposing the cartilages, exposing the bones, and then I alter the shape and the angles of those different cartilages and bones. So we usually have to rasp the bone. It sounds wonderful, doesn't it? And then we make little cuts in the bone. Yes, we have to break the bone usually because you broke it if you broke your nose, so we have to re-break it. It's years later after the fracture. If you come in, by the way, within 2 weeks of the fracture, then we don't have to re-break it. We just kind of move the bones. So we do that. We reshape and we contour the cartilages, put the skin back, and there you go. That's called a rhinoplasty. We keep a splint on your nose for a week. And in answer to your question, Helen, how long a recovery? Well, you know, some people go out at a week, and some people wait 2 weeks until the swelling and bruising is down. So that is a rhinoplasty. But we have a full board we're going to get to. I want everyone to hang on, but we have a great interview coming up with Dr. Simon Hanft, who is the director of minimally invasive brain tumor surgery. Boy, that's a mouthful. And he's the surgical director of the pituitary tumor program at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital and the Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Dr. Hanft, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Happy to be here.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time on your Saturday evening. And we're going to talk about brain tumors tonight. And I'll tell you something, it's a frightening prospect. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I kind of went through that with a family member very recently, and it turned out not to be a brain tumor, thankfully. But I know the anxiety. There's so much fear. There's so much anxiety when dealing with this diagnosis. So now patients have access to the most modern, the best care at the Neuroscience Center of Excellence at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital and RWJ Barnabas Health. So tonight we've got Dr. Simon Hanft. He is the director of minimally invasive brain tumor surgery and the surgical director, as I said earlier, of the pituitary tumor program at Robert Wood Johnson. He's an assistant professor of neurosurgery at Robert Wood Johnson. Thanks so much for taking your time. So let's get right to it. What's this new technique in brain tumor surgery that's gaining notoriety? What's it called? Fluorescence-guided surgery? Is that what it is?
Yeah, so this would that's exactly what it is. This would fall under the general rubric of minimally invasive techniques. What fluorescence provides, actually, is something that it's something that has been available in Europe for years. Only recently experienced FDA approval here, actually within the past 6 months, and is now going to be more widely available. And basically what it involves is a patient just orally ingests on the morning of the operation a compound that is called 5-ALA. And this compound selectively is taken up by the abnormal tumor cells in the brain. And so when we perform the operation, we visualize the tumor with a microscope, which we often use in removing brain tumors. But that microscope is now outfitted with a filter that allows us to selectively see and visualize these fluorescent cells, which actually appear almost purplish. And so it actually allows us to then more easily dissect the tumor from the normal surrounding brain, and it's already been shown to improve rates, extent of resection, and therefore prognosis. So these are the critical factors, of course, when we're trying to remove tumor, especially from important areas of the brain.
I love it. I absolutely love when techniques like this become available. This is, I guess when you think about this retrospectively, you say, well, why didn't I think of that, right? It seems so obvious, right? If we can make tumor tissue fluoresce and then just remove the fluorescing tissue, just amazing, huh? I love that. Well, thank you for bringing that to us. There's another technique that you're doing now at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, and that's awake brain surgery. This is something else. What is it, and what are the benefits of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's interesting. Awake brain tumor surgery, it sounds extremely newfangled, but it's actually something that's been there's been in some form or another awake brain surgery being done for over 100 years. But what's happened more recently is that we've been able to really utilize different advanced technology, both in terms of anesthesia, in terms of our ability to map the brain, our ability to actually examine the patients intraoperatively. And so all of these things have really conspired to just improve our ability to carry patients through what can be a very daunting proposition. You know, there are patients who... You know, many times when I'll discuss a brain tumor diagnosis with a patient, and they already have that idea that they need surgery in their head, almost always the first question I'll get is, you know, I'm going to be asleep for this, doc, right? I mean, that's usually a source of solace for the patient. So to then kind of take that away from them and say, actually, no, there's going to be a portion of this operation that we do awake. And that's what I ultimately emphasize, that when we talk about awake brain tumor surgery, we're actually only having the patient awake for a portion of the operation. And that portion is typically when we've actually exposed the surface of the brain and then actually when we're removing the tumor. And by having the patient awake, we can reliably stimulate the surface of the brain and see what impact that has either on motor or language. And so we could avoid the areas that are obviously important. Then as we're removing the tumor, we can then re-stimulate and see if we're actually impacting those areas. So it's extremely valuable because it gives us real-time feedback. And everyone's brain is wired a little bit differently. And the relationship of these tumors to those important networks are also different from patient to patient. And so even though MRI is extremely valuable, and now we utilize functional MRI, which is a whole other world of technology that you know we incorporate into these operations. There is no replacement for obtaining that real time, individualized feedback when we're doing the operation. That's what an awake craniotomy affords.
So let me ask you now. So awake surgery. I do remember when I was a resident in Boston way back in the 80s. They were doing awake surgery for epilepsy, and I think that's one of the fields that you're doing awake surgery now for, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's more so in the tumor world, but there's definitely an application for it beyond tumor. Epilepsy is not what I specialize in, but it's something that we manage a lot of at Robert Wood, similar to brain tumors, there's also a wealth of new imaging technology, also new implants and devices that have really improved our ability to manage those kinds of patients. Typically, would have actually been viewed as surgeries that were maybe, you know, not even doable as recently as 20, 30 years ago, or even sooner. Now they've become much more commonplace and much more accepted. It's typically very difficult to get patients to commit to an epilepsy operation, even among doctors who are managing these patients, neurologists and such. They've had a hard time kind of making the commitment to have patients get surgery, but the results and the technology have made that transition easier.
I'm speaking this evening with Dr. Simon Hanft. Hanft. It's a hard word to say, by the way. H-A-N-F-T, Hanft.
Yeah, it's lacking a few vowels.
Yeah, he's the director of minimally invasive brain tumor surgery, which sounds like an oxymoronic term, right? Minimally invasive if you're going to invasive if you're going to operate on the brain, but boy, the techniques that you're talking about are absolutely incredible. He's also the surgical director of the pituitary tumor program at Robert Wood Johnson. Now, those of you who don't know Robert Wood Johnson, it has become a powerhouse in the world, not just the country, not just the state, in neurosurgery, and I'm so happy to have you on board. I want to talk to to you for a minute about some of the exciting advances in the clinical trials that you're doing at Robert Wood Johnson. Tell us about some.
Yeah, I mean, for when we're talking about clinical trials, we're talking specifically about a tumor referred to as glioblastoma, which is, you know, widely regarded as one of, if not the most malignant cancers that you can have in the body, let alone just the brain. And so the needle has not moved much when it's come to improving survival of glioblastoma for many, many years. It's been notoriously difficult to treat. And so when that diagnosis is arrived at by our team and delivered to the patient, we often accompany that diagnostic discussion with a consideration of eligibility for clinical trials, because that's really where we see the field advancing and the potential for actually improving survival. And the survival from this disease is still dismal. And so we need technology to really advance this. The clinical trials in general are basically based on the idea of infecting tumor cells selectively, typically with a viral vector, and then that actually makes the tumor cells identifiable by our own immune system. So that's kind of the generic way in which a lot of these clinical trials are constructed. At Robert Wood, we actually offer clinical trials that are not available in many other institutions. It has a lot to do with my neuro-oncology colleague, Dr. Robert Aiken.
And Dr. Hamp, we're running short of time, so I want you to give the Robert Wood Johnson phone number now for people who have brain tumors or relatives with brain tumors or maybe want a second opinion. What is it at Robert Wood?
Yeah, absolutely. The best number to call would be 732-235-6333. Again, 732-235-6333, and we'll be happy to see you as soon as possible.
All right, and my guest this evening has been Dr. Simon Hanth, who is the director of minimally invasive brain tumor surgery at Robert Wood Johnson, and it's rwjbh.org. Thanks so much, Dr. Hanth.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skin care really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference, so you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skincare very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all three products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Gotta get in, out, and on your merry way this holiday season? Try order pickup for your next Target run. Just order ahead on Target.com or the Target app, and your holiday haul will be waiting for you at your Target store. From last-minute gifts to gift wrap to string lights and ornaments for the tree, with order pickup, it's ready and waiting without the waiting. Target run and done. Learn more at Target.com/ways to shop. Restrictions may apply.
Nobody makes it easier. Nobody pays more. In the market to sell a quality pre-owned car, truck, SUV, or motorcycle, there's only one place that pays you more, and that's Autobuy. See why over 150,000 consumers chose to sell their quality pre-owned vehicle to Autobuy. When we say nobody makes it easier and nobody pays you more, we mean it. Over $1.5 billion of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and motorcycles have been purchased to date. Why? Because Autobuy pays the max. Visit WePayTheMax.com, schedule your appointment, and in just 20 minutes, Autobuy will give you an offer to buy, and when you accept, We'll pay you on the spot. Why? Because Auto Buy will not be beat. Bring a valid written offer from any major car buying company, and Auto Buy will beat it. Auto Buy pays the max for cars, trucks, SUVs, motorcycles, and commercial and fleet vehicles, too. They'll even come to your home or office. Visit WePayTheMax.com for details and to schedule your appointment today. Auto Buy, the easiest way to get the max.
Designer, director, opening in New York, New York. Responsibilities include create, develop, and document creative set solutions. Minimum requirements, bachelor's degree in architecture, industrial design, or related field and 3 years experience in a role related to set design. Must have experience designing and producing set designs. Must have experience with 3D, Studio Max, AutoCAD, Adobe Photoshop, and Adobe After Effects. Send resumes to Heather Rook, Click Spring Design, Inc., 200 Lexington Avenue, Suite 1405, New York, New York, 10016.
Thousands of people have already taken advantage of the gift of the season, New Jersey Tax Amnesty. Now through January 15th, you too can pay your back taxes to the state of New Jersey with reduced interest and no penalties. A gift like this doesn't come along every year, so don't miss it. To learn more or find out if you owe, visit taxamnesty.nj.gov or call 800-781-8407. New Jersey Tax Amnesty. Consider it a gift.
WABC, New York.
Sunday nights at 10. Get ready to get ahead with Mind Your Business.
This is Yitzhak Zaftlis, host of Mind Your Business.
Landlords, new tax laws are in your favor. Listen to Mind Your Business on Sunday, December 16th at 10 p.m. as Yitzhak Zaftlis interviews Martin Joseph, CEO of Metropolitan Realty Exemptions and Reside New York, sharing insights on the new 421A tax abatement and how you could be saving millions. Visit MYBRadio.com to listen to past interviews. Mind Your Business, Sunday at 10 p.m.
77 WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. One of the reasons I love doing this show, besides the fact that I love radio, is I learn a lot, and I hope you do too, when I have these guests with the cutting-edge new procedures from Robert Wood Johnson and St. Barnabas. Really great. So thank you, Dr. Simon Hampt, for talking about the newest things in neurosurgery. Really cool, really interesting. I hope you enjoy that. All right, well, we're going to talk more. The board is filled with phone calls tonight on this somewhat cold, almost winter night. You know, we've only got about 10 days left till Christmas. Can you believe that? It is really getting there. And if you haven't gotten all your Christmas presents yet, well, don't forget about skincare. That makes a great, great skin Christmas present. It really does. And we've got some wonderful specials for you. And if you order by Tuesday at noon, so you only have a little bit of time left, we guarantee that you're going to get your Christmas presents by Christmas Day, the day before Christmas, of course. We're going to guarantee that from Dr. Perry's skincare. That would be me. The way we're going to do this is, if you don't get it on time, if you order by Tuesday and you don't get the gift, it's free. We're going to refund 100% of your money, including shipping. That's pretty good. That really puts my money where my mouth is, or something like that. So we've got great, great specials. We've got the two kits, the basic kit, which is nighttime, daytime, and a bar of clean time soap. And that is going for... with this particular special, this is for the whole world, it's $72.60. That's if you use the SKIN2018 code. But I'm going to give you a little hint. If you use the WABC50 code, you get it for $55. So I'm not trying to confuse you. There's two different specials going, one for the whole world and one for WABC listeners. Now, if you want to step up to the complete kit, which is the daytime in the morning, the nighttime at night, Soft Time Moisturizer, which is such a nice moisturizer. It's not greasy. It's really nice. Great for your hands this time of year also. And a bar of Clean Time Soap. Normally that goes for $150, and it is $99 with the SKIN2018 code. So it's SKIN2018. So you have to order by Tuesday at noon to guarantee delivery. You can order later, but you're taking your chances. But if you order by noon on Tuesday and, you know, it gets clocked in by the computer, we guarantee it to to get to you by Christmas. And if it doesn't, I mean, it'll be disappointing. I hope it won't happen. But it'll be free at least. You get completely free, including the shipping. So go ahead, Skin 2018 code. And these kits, by the way, they're packed. They look like Christmas. They're packed for Christmas because the thyme plant is red and green. And it kind of looks Christmassy. It's actually not. You know, it was just thyme. But it's great to give this time of year. So there you go. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon. And we're going to Sarah next. Sarah, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Hello,
Dr. Sarah. What can I do for you?
Thank you for taking my call. I always enjoy your show. Dr. Perry, I wondered, I have those horizontal lines that are on the bridge of my nose. I'm 73 now, and I wondered what is the treatment for that? I have frown lines also, but I'm wondering, how do they treat those horizontal lines?
Well, those lines are almost exclusively treated now with Botox.
Oh.
Botox. Because now that line, if you look at your forehead, you've got the horizontal lines of your forehead.
Right.
And
that's
with the muscle. Here's your lesson for the day. It's called the frontalis muscle. But then that muscle continues down your nose. And I love the name of the muscle on your nose. It's called the procerus. P-R-O-C-E-R-U-S, that muscle, that crinkles up your nose and causes the horizontal wrinkle of your nose. There are also those vertical ones of your forehead that a lot of people get, and those are also treated with Botox. That's with the corrugator muscle. We name all the muscles in the body, and in plastic surgery residency, we need to know all the anatomy. As most medical students learn, we really need to learn it. So now, if your wrinkles are really deep, Sarah, sometimes I will fill those wrinkles, but we can't use wrinkle filler in that area because of the pesky little complication of blindness that can occur. So don't let anyone inject a filler between your brows or on the bridge of your nose up there, because there is a real risk of blindness because the blood vessels in that area connect with the blood vessels behind the eye, and it's a terrible complication that can occur. That's an understatement, right? I mean, so, but what we can do, and I've been doing this now for about, about 8 months or so, we can implant little stitches called PDS, polydioxinone sutures. And I put those in the wrinkle, and I put sometimes it's one, sometimes as many as four of these stitches. They're a solid material, so there's no risk of getting it into a blood vessel. And your body sees that material and makes its own collagen around those stitches. So that's kind of a new procedure. And I've been doing that for when it's necessary, when they're really deep. So the combination of Botox and maybe implanting those little stitches, and I'd like to say it's painless. It's mostly painless. I mean, it's not a big deal to have this done. My patients use Amla cream, which is an anesthetic cream. You put it on your forehead and on the wrinkles, and then you come in and we do these procedures. Botox is so popular for these things. It works so well. It takes between 2 days and 14 days to start working and lasts an average of 4 months. Mm-hmm. So that's the treatment. There's no surgery. Back in the old days, we used to operate and actually remove the muscle. And in fact, there was a study at Manhattan Eye and Ear about 12 or 13 years ago. And they looked at women who they removed the muscle from that area so to get rid of those wrinkles. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that by the end of a year, those women were using Botox again, because your body is so good at fixing itself that when we remove the muscle for cosmetic reasons, your body doesn't know it's just to make you look better. It thinks you've been injured, and it makes the muscle come back. It's amazing. So
okay.
It's not surgery. It's Botox. All right, Sarah?
That sounds great. Thank you so much, and have a great holiday.
Thank you, too. And I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? And can I really get through a show without mentioning Plexiderm? Yeah, I have to mention Plexiderm. It's a great substance. Plexiderm is not my product. You know, I have a skincare company. I wish I had Plexiderm, but it's John Greenhut's company, my good friend. We made Night Skin and other products together. But Plexiderm, you know, if you watch TV, you've seen these commercials, and I've talked about this in the past, but these are the best commercials. I mean, they're really impressive. And I saw them this afternoon, you know, a few of these Plexiderm commercials. What is this stuff? Well, it makes your wrinkles go away rapidly, like within 2 minutes. You coat it on your skin, and it kind of shrinks a bit, and your wrinkles, the bags under your eyes, the wrinkles on your forehead, your jowls, wrinkles on the neck, anywhere you want to put it, they go away. Now, it's not permanent. It doesn't really make your wrinkles go away. They just look like they're gone. But I can tell you, I know a lot of celebrities, and I operate on a lot of celebrities, and I know a lot of these people use Plexiderm, and a lot of my patients now, since I've started talking about it, use Plexiderm. It really is very nice. But when you wash it off your face, your wrinkles are back. It's not skincare. It's more like makeup in that respect. So if you want to try Plexiderm, John Greenhut has given me a special phone number for you to call. Write this down. It's 800-925-9963. That's 800-925-9963. You're going to get Plexiderm at half price if you use that code. Or rather, if you call that number. There's no code. It's just a phone number, and it's a coded phone number. So they'll know that when you're calling 800-925-9963, you're going to get 50% off. And tell them that you heard about the product right here on Dr. Perry's What's Your Wrinkle Show. All right, so let's see. Let's go to Barbara. Let's take your phone call, but we are going to run out of time. So we'll start your phone call, we'll answer a few questions, and then take a break and come back to you. Okay, Barbara, what can I do for you?
Thanks very much. What do you know, Dr. Perry, about Vivace? It's a radio frequency microneedling treatment. My dermatologist recommended that I undergo this, and he claims that it's supposed to stimulate the natural production of collagen so that it will alleviate facial wrinkles, fine lines. I don't know anything. He told me it's from Korea.
Okay. Well, first of all, Barbara, it's a great name, and I like how you pronounce it, Vivace. You know, it sounds like it should be an opera or maybe something I will eat at an Italian restaurant this evening after the show. I'll have one order of Vivace, please. Anyway, it is microneedling with radio frequency, which is electric current attached to the microneedle. So here's the story. You know, this is the year, 2018 is the year of microneedling. And if you go to the plastic surgery meetings like I do, there were this year at the Aesthetic Society meeting probably about 50 different companies that sell these machines, these microneedling machines, and some of them have electric current and some don't. And some cost as little as $500 and some cost as much as $60,000. So I'm going to let you hang on the seat there, just waiting for the answer while we get to a couple commercials. We have to go to those. And then I'm going to come back. So don't hang up. When we return from this break, I'm going to tell you about Vivace and whether I endorse it or not. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older, and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Althera, or the new InstaLift might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Nobody makes it easier. Nobody pays more. In the market to sell a quality pre-owned car, truck, SUV, or motorcycle, there's only one place that pays you more, and that's Autobuy. See why over 150,000 consumers chose to sell their quality pre-owned vehicle to Autobuy. When we say nobody makes it easier and nobody pays you more, we mean it. Over $1.5 billion of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and motorcycles have been purchased to date. Why? Because Autobuy pays the max. Visit WePayTheMax.com, schedule your appointment, and in just 20 minutes,
AutoBuy will give you an offer to buy. And when you accept, we'll pay you on the spot. Why? Because AutoBuy will not be beat. Bring a valid written offer from any major car buying company, and AutoBuy will beat it. AutoBuy pays the max for cars, trucks, SUVs, motorcycles, and commercial and fleet vehicles, too. They'll even come to your home or office. Visit WePayTheMax.com for details and to schedule your appointment today. AutoBuy, the easiest way to get the max.
77 WABC.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skin care really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference, so you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skin care very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all three products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
77 WABC.
What's your wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and this being the last segment of the last show on WABC, I enjoyed my 5 years here at WABC, and I want to thank Bruce as my engineer and Jennifer as the call screener. It's been a great team, and thank you so much for the professionalism you have given me, and the show has been quite successful here. I am sad to leave WABC, but happy to move down the dial, and I hope my audience travels with me. They probably don't want to hear that at WABC, but we're moving to WOR, which is 710 on the dial. On the first Saturday in January. So we're off for a couple weeks, and then set your radios. Do you set radios anymore? Well, certainly don't forget, we're going to WOR 710 on the dial after January. So thanks for listening on WABC. All right. So we were talking to Barbara just a couple minutes ago. Barbara was asking about Vivace, right? Barbara, you still there?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so Vivace is microneedling with radio frequency attached. That means these little tiny needles you kind of rake over your skin, and they penetrate the skin, and when they go in, they release a little bit of electric current. Wow, sounds interesting. Now, let me first tell you about energy delivery to the skin. There are many ways to torture the skin. You know, and plastic surgeons have figured out a lot of different ways. So we started in the old days of just doing chemical peeling. We put phenol on the skin as early as 1961. Dr. Tom Baker in Miami did that. I trained with him. And he liked the deep chemical peel. It worked. But then we started using lasers because they were a little bit more precise. We could really adjust the depth. So we went from chemical burns of the skin to laser burns of the skin. And you say, well, why would we want to burn the skin? Whether it's with a chemical, whether it's with a laser, or whether it's with electric current, with there's Thermage, there's this Vivace, there's all sorts of ways to deliver electric current to the skin. There's lasers, that's light energy. There's Ulthera, which is sound energy. All of them sort of do the same thing in the end. They deliver energy to the skin, and they create a very controlled burn. And you say, well, why on earth would you want to burn me? The reason we want to burn you, oh my goodness, sounds wonderful. But the reason we want to do that is because if we burn you in a very controlled way, we incite a reaction that is ages old as humans, and in fact as old as all mammals, because when we actually burn the skin just a little bit, we cause collagen to be generated, and we cause collagen to shrink. And when that happens, your wrinkles look better, your skin looks better, and it's very interesting. So obviously, if we go too far, we can create a scar. So all these different techniques, and they're now about 50-something years old,
60 years old almost, starting with the deep chemical peel. These techniques are not new, but they keep evolving. So a plastic surgeon or dermatologist will choose the type of controlled injury that they feel most comfortable with. And some like to use lasers. I use lasers. I use sound energy. I looked at the data with the microneedling, and that's a pretty primitive type of thing to take these needles and run them over your face and burn you. But then again, I suppose you can make that argument that all these techniques are a little bit primitive. I wasn't convinced of the data, and so I chose not to buy one of these machines. Now, there have been a few papers recently. There was one in the Journal of Cosmetic and Laser Therapy. I'm sure you all read that. That was about a year or so ago that looked at the effects of this microneedling with the energy. I don't think they used the Vivace system, but they might have. But all of these are very similar. And they did find that the skin laxity, you know, the looseness of the skin, was improved when this machine was used on the skin. So I do think there's some science to it. But not an awful lot of publications yet. And personally, I think there are better ways to do this, to achieve, you know, a tightening of the skin. I do like Althera, and I do like lasers. And so at this point, unless I see more convincing evidence, I'm not going to be doing microneedling. And, you know, when you do this microneedling, you need to be very, very careful because, as I said earlier, the machines are so variable. The depth of the how the deep the needle penetrates, whether or not it's got electric current or not, and how much current. There's a lot of variables, and it's just not been well studied yet. So that's my feeling. I think there's something to it, but I'm not doing it because I'm not convinced that any of these machines will give really good results reliably. All right, Barbara?
I knew in calling you, I knew I could get accurate information. I want to thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. And, you know, it sounds like in the beginning I said, well, this is the machine of 2018. In fact, 10 years ago, I wrote about microneedling in my book, Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery, because it was very new then. And then, you know, a lot of these techniques, they kind of are out there, but they don't get very popular until someone decides that they need to sell more machines, and then they have this big push, and then other companies come in, and we're going to make our competing machine, and there are many, many out there now. So, you know, you just have to be careful because there's a lot of technologies out there. That's what this show is all about, by the way, trying to make some sense out of what is out there, what works, what doesn't work. And I really try and be objective with my analysis and my criticism. And, you know, so that's what it's all about. Thanks so much for the call, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon, host of this show. Now, at the beginning of the show, I told you that I would talk a little bit about the laser. There were so many phone calls, thank you, and there are more, but, you know, I want to get to this fractionated CO2 laser because, you know, that is very popular. And, you know, the lasers have been around for a long time. Laser is light energy. We were just talking about electric current energy, but they all work in the end the same. So what is the fractionated laser as opposed to the old laser? Well, in 1995, the CO2 or carbon dioxide laser came out. That's a long time already. And for about 10 years, that reigned supreme. That was it. But the problem with the CO2 laser, when we completely remove the skin and create a wound on your face, boy, you don't like that. The recovery is really something else. And, you know, you don't leave your house for a week or 2 weeks. You have to wash your face 6 or 8 times a day. It really is a big deal. But the real problem with that is a third of women who had that laser developed hyper or hypopigmentation. That means your skin color changed, and it could be either lighter or darker, and that wasn't a good thing. And in my experience, it was very, very effective at getting rid of wrinkles, but many of my patients developed hypopigmentation. That means their face was lighter than usual, than it was before the laser. And a lot of you say, well, you know, I wear makeup every day, and I'm willing to sacrifice that. We'll put makeup on as long as I don't have wrinkles. And that's valid, but you have to understand that. But the fractionated laser came in. It's been about 10 years now. And what is that? That, instead of removing the entire layer of skin, it drilled little holes in the skin. Oh, it sounds wonderful, doesn't it? The things we do for beauty, right? It drilled holes in the skin, and it allowed healthy tissue to remain between those holes. And they found that we can get a lot of the result of the deeper laser without having to go through that healing period that was absolutely incredible, and also with much less hyper or hypopigmentation, pigment changes. And the reason for that is we spared the cells that made pigment, the melanocytes. They weren't all uniformly destroyed like they were with the deeper lasers. So that was a good thing. But the real question is, can we get good results? And the answer is yes, but there's a lot of variability with the laser, because I can adjust the laser to be very, very very deep, to go deep or to go more superficially. I can adjust the energy. I can adjust the distance between the little laser hits, we might call them. And there are many, many variables. So that's where the art comes in with this. Most of the time now, when I'm doing these lasers, we'll do a reasonable laser that will take about 3 to 6 days for you to heal from. So, yeah, there's still downtime. But then you look pretty good. And then we'll come back 1, 2, or 3 months later and maybe do it a second time. And if we do that, we don't get that hypopigmentation. We don't get the lightening of the skin. And it is pretty effective. It's not real effective for the wrinkles around the lips, though, but very effective for the wrinkles on the cheeks and the eyelids. So we're still filling the wrinkles with wrinkle filler around the mouth and doing other procedures. And if you have acne scars, we're still excising, cutting out the deepest scars, and then going over your face with the laser to improve the more superficial scars. So the fractionated CO2 laser, it's here. It is part of my practice and part of most plastic surgeons' practices. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We are kind of coming to an end here on WABC. I want to thank everybody once again. Don't forget, after the new year, we're moving to WOR 710 on the dial. And I hope my audience continues. I know so many of you have listened to me over the years, 14 years on New York Airwaves. That's where I started. I started on WOR, and we're going back. Thanks so much for great engineering. And I want everyone to go to my website, perryplasticsurgery.com, and we'll have more information about where we're going and the time. And we're also, don't forget, drperrys.com if you want to get the discounts for your Christmas presents coming up. So check all those things out. And, of course, the Facebook page. That's where all the information is. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Check me out during the week at perryplasticsurgery.com. We'll see everybody after the new year on WOR. Bye-bye now.